Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Value of Everything Making and Taking in the Global Economy is a nonfiction economics book by Mariana Mazzucato that examines one of the most basic but contested questions in modern capitalism: what counts as value, who creates it, and who merely captures it, written for a broad audience. The book traces the history of value theory from classical economists to the present and uses that history to criticize the way contemporary economies often reward extraction more than productive contribution. Mazzucato argues that the line between wealth creation and wealth capture has become blurred in finance, technology, and pharmaceuticals, with serious consequences for growth, inequality, and public policy. Rather than treating markets as naturally value-creating and the state as merely corrective, the book presents the public sector as an active participant in innovation and economic development. Its purpose is both analytical and political, to challenge misleading measures of prosperity and to reopen debate about how economic value should be defined and governed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core distinction between value creation and value extraction. The book's central idea is that modern capitalism often confuses making value with taking it. Mazzucato argues that not all profitable activity is value creating, and not all socially useful activity is properly recognized as such. This distinction matters because economies tend to reward actors who capture rents, manipulate asset prices, or appropriate returns from existing wealth rather than those who produce new goods, services, or capabilities. By separating value creation from value extraction, the book gives readers a sharper lens for evaluating business models, industries, and policy outcomes. The argument is not that profits are bad in themselves, but that profit alone cannot be treated as proof of productive contribution. This framework helps explain why some sectors can become highly lucrative while contributing relatively little to long-term innovation or broad-based prosperity. It also sets up the book's broader critique of how economic statistics and political narratives misclassify extraction as contribution. Secondly, how classical economic thought shaped the production boundary. Mazzucato places contemporary debates in a long intellectual history, revisiting thinkers such as Adam Smith, David Ricardo, Karl Marx, and François Quesnay. She uses this history to show that economists once paid close attention to the production boundary, meaning the line between activities that add to social wealth and activities that simply redistribute it. This historical perspective is important because it reveals that the present confusion about value is not inevitable. It emerged as economic theory shifted away from explicit judgments about productive and unproductive labor. The book does not simply summarize old theories for their own sake. Instead, it uses them to show how earlier debates about rent, labor, and surplus can illuminate present-day problems. The historical material gives the argument depth and credibility, but it also serves a practical purpose if value has been conceptualized differently over time. Then current definitions can be revised too. Readers are encouraged to see economic categories as contested and political, not neutral or fixed. Thirdly, finance, Silicon Valley, and pharmaceuticals as examples of blurred value. The book uses major sectors such as finance, technology, and big pharma to illustrate how value extraction can be mistaken for value creation. In finance, large gains can come from trading, leverage, or asset appreciation without corresponding increases in productive capacity. In technology, dominant firms can present themselves as innovators while building business models around market power, data control, and rent capture. In pharmaceuticals, high prices can sometimes reflect strategic pricing power more than proportional social contribution. These examples are not isolated case studies added for color. They are central to Mazzucato's claim that modern economies systematically reward activities that look productive in accounting terms while failing to generate broad social value. The point is to show how sector-specific practices affect the entire economy, because financial incentives shape investment, innovation, and inequality across industries. By highlighting recognizable sectors, the book makes an abstract theoretical problem concrete and easy to evaluate in real economic life. Fourthly, GDP, growth measurement, and the misreading of economic performance. A major target of the book is the way national accounts and growth metrics can obscure the difference between productive contribution and value capture. Mazzucato argues that GDP is an important tool but an incomplete one, because it can register transactions and spending without distinguishing between activities that create new wealth and those that merely reallocate existing wealth. This matters because policy often relies on these measures to define success, allocate resources, and judge whether an economy is healthy. If finance expands through speculative gains, or if firms increase revenues through rent seeking, GDP may rise even when social welfare does not. The book therefore calls for a more careful approach to economic measurement, one that asks not only how much activity occurs, but what kind of activity it is. This is one of the book's most practical arguments, because it links theory to concrete policy design. Better measurement would change how governments regulate finance, support innovation, and evaluate corporate behavior. Lastly, the public sector as a creator of value. Not only a fixer of markets, one of the most distinctive claims in the book is that the state is not merely a referee or fallback mechanism for market failure. Mazzucato argues that public institutions often play a direct and creative role in shaping markets, financing risky innovation, and building the conditions under which private enterprise can succeed. This challenges a common narrative that public spending is mainly defensive or bureaucratic, while business alone is responsible for dynamism. By emphasizing public value creation, the book reframes debates about industrial policy, innovation, and the role of government in economic development. The implication is not that the state should replace markets, but that effective economies depend on public-private interaction and long-term mission setting. This perspective is especially relevant in areas such as climate transition, health systems, and technological infrastructure, where private incentives alone may not deliver socially desirable outcomes. The book ultimately argues for a more intentional capitalism in which public purpose and productive investment are better aligned. In conclusion, The Value of Everything will be most useful to readers who want to understand the intellectual foundations of contemporary inequality, financialization, and debates over industrial policy. Policymakers, economists, business leaders, students, and general readers interested in capitalism's structural problems will all find value in its framework, especially if they want a book that connects theory to institutional consequences. Its practical benefit lies in teaching readers to question surface measures of success and to distinguish between genuine productive contribution and rent capture. Its intellectual benefit is even broader. It restores a serious discussion of value, a topic that mainstream economics often treats too narrowly. What makes the book stand out is not only its critique of finance or big tech, but its insistence that the state itself can be an engine of innovation and value creation. Compared with many books that simply denounce market excess, this one offers a deeper conceptual map for understanding how economies are organized and how their rules could be redesigned. It is especially strong for readers who want a rigorous, policy-relevant argument rather than a purely ideological critique. If you would like to support Mariana Mazzucato, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.